Today marked the end of the door-to-door search for bodies in New Orleans following Hurricane Katrina. Though the methodical sweep of the city will be suspended, recovery teams will be called in to respond to specific reports of bodies that are found. The current body count for total number of deaths in Louisiana stands at 972. That's far less than was initially projected. But the process of identifying those bodies still remains a difficult and time-consuming process. Dr. Frank Minyard is the coroner of New Orleans, and he joins us now by phone from the New Orleans coroner's office, which is temporarily relocated to St. Gabriel Parish. Welcome to Talk of the Nation. Dr. Minyard, are you there?
Yeah, I'm on a cell phone, and also I have hoarse voice from talking so much.
Yeah.
So bear with me.
Dr. Minyard, tell us a little bit about the complexity of identifying the bodies that have been recovered so far.
Well, of course, we go through the usual things first, looking for the wallet or the purse, something like that. And then, of course, we have a long litany of things that we do. First thing we do is a pathologist looks over the body to see if any scars or tattoos or anything that would signal out, you know, that who this person is. And then they go to the forensic dentist, and they chart the teeth and take x-rays. And then they go to the FBI, and the FBI does the fingerprints. And then after that, they have a full-body x-ray done. Then after that, they have the DNA test done by taking a small piece of bone out the lower leg bone.
How many bodies have you been able to identify so far?
We've identified about 375 bodies out of the 900 and some more that we've picked up so far.
So this is still a long process you're involved in?
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be very long. And, of course, the hard part is going to be trying to match DNA and dental records, who are people who are unidentified.
What about cause of death? Are you involved in determining cause of death? I understand the cause of death is not always necessarily going to be directly attributable to the hurricane itself.
Well, that's a medical legal debate that's going to have to be solved in the future. Lots of our people that we have picked up in autopsy have died of natural causes, heart attacks, strokes, emphysema, things like that. And, of course, whether that the hurricane was the emotional thing that brought that on or not, that's going to have to be determined later. But we're calling all of these bodies that we picked up, we're calling them Hurricane Katrina-related death.
Yeah. Have you been able to, in most cases, when you make an identification, have you been able to find relatives to inform?
Yes, we have. We have right now released 75 people with their loved ones. And there are a few more that are in the plan right now and working on it. So out the ones we've identified, we've released 75 people back to their loved ones.
And if you can't find relatives or loved ones?
Then we have to go about the DNA and the fingerprints and dental charts. And people have been calling here at the Family Assistance Center, which is an extremely important function. And we have to have those people come in, their relatives come in, and have a DNA test done on them. But these DNA tests require at least a month to get the results back. The state police crime lab is doing it, and it takes about a month to get them back. And so it's kind of a slow process.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us today, Dr. Minyard.
Thank you. And Mary, I would like to add that both Scott and Christina really hit the nail right on the head, because I'm born and bred in the Ninth Ward, and I plan to live there forever. And they know the story, and they hit it right on the head.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Dr. Frank Minyard is the coroner of New Orleans, and he joined us by phone from the New Orleans coroner's office in St. Gabriel.